What was Eric's response
after being had in any which way but loose in a million ways of spending marital money while you're married, buying a girl an engagement ring, and telling her I'm going to die anytime soon and that he's going to marry her? But fraudulently, you're going to marry somebody while you're married. You can't do that. But you did it anyway and tried. And the problem was is the person started singing like a canary. And then I started finding things out. And then instead of like believing it, I had to have proof. And I had my hardcore proof and I realized a lot of things over a decade were true. It wasn't a joke. It was the truth. And that the person I married never existed. It was just a mere illusion. And I realized domestic violence attorney and family law attorney with disability, they were 100% accurate. This person's a charmer. You're not the first one and you won't be the last one. He will do it too. Sometimes they call them online predators, because they stalk on women that they feel they are, as a domestic violence attorney said, is there was something to gain that he wanted. He thought you were going to die. He thought he was entitled to your benefits. You didn't die. Plot twist. I'm alive. But for those asking, what did Eric say when I confronted him about the ring? This is what Eric did. Eric found excuses, which I knew was going to happen. He pouts. He doesn't have any remorse at all. He views women as mere objects, sex objects. He can buy, he can use, he can take advantage of. And he's not used to somebody like me, who has a backbone and realizing to continue using it. And then I'm going to use an example, and I'm going to make sure that I share wisdom advice with every young lady and woman out there to be careful. Pay somebody, do research on someone, do a full background check, okay? Young ladies, don't share your private parts online, because there are people who are predators, and they will use your photos in some very twisted, bizarre ways I don't need to explain to you. Use, more like. Okay? People like that will share them, they'll sell them, they'll do all sorts of crazy stuff. Be careful when you go exchanging things with somebody you don't know. You don't know their name, you don't really know their true age, and they're predators. Okay? Be careful. This stuff happens online. All right? But women, start respecting each other, start respecting other women. Don't go holding on to things you've gone through and feel like you can't talk about it. You can't share your story, your journey. Okay, that's a disservice and disgrace you're doing to yourself. Please share what you went through. Please share your journey. Please share your story. You know why? Because you give women who feel like they're not enough and they deserve treatment like I have from a mere infantile man, boy. I'm just going to say my title, my opinion. I'm sure I have other words, but not worth my time, really, you know? It's not your fault. It has nothing to do with you, okay? When somebody does it to you, a man does that stuff and degrades you and looks at women as mere sex objects and tries to buy women, because Eric has, more than once, it has nothing to do with you, okay? It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the man, man boy. Man toy, whatever the hell. When I say toy, man boy. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the man, the other person. So respect yourself. Pay for a background check. Make sure you talk to everyone. Do what you need to do and know who you're with. And don't share your private parts online, because guys like that will do some disturbing things with it in disturbing ways and disturbing places. That's all I'm going to say. Don't do it. No. You only go around the earth and the sun one time. You know, make sure that you respect yourself, do a service to other women, share your journey, share how you maneuvered through it. I went through the emotional part through the years with a therapist. What has transpired and things I have found out wasn't things that I ever expected to find out, but I have. And I realize I have missing puzzle pieces that I'm glad I have now to realize that the marriage was fraudulent. The person was a scam artist. He was a con artist. He was a charmer per domestic violence attorney. And he knew exactly what he was doing. But the person that you thought you married never existed, Kimberly. It was just a mirage. That's it. I call it an illusion. Okay? Respect yourself. Share your journey. And let's respect each other, ladies. Amen.